I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And joining us in the studio today, we have a band that features a familiar face and voice, Harrison Olk, who you might remember from Tin Can Gin back in the day. Well, he's out in Portland, Oregon now, and as we've mentioned in past sessions with this band, Cascade Crescendo, he moved out to Portland. He's part of Cascade Crescendo now, and he's here right now. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And it's a little bit weird today. Your configuration is a little bit different because Aiden, your mandolin player, right, he had a family emergency, couldn't come on this trip. So who do we have taking his place right now?
This is Julian Davis, all the way from Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Hi, Julian. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you, too. I'm stoked to be here, stoked to be in Duluth.
And do we also, Taylor, the bass player, is here, and he's going to be playing at the show, but he didn't have a... Yeah, there was an
some
equipment thing.
Setup.
Yeah,
so we had to put him outside.
He's in a timeout right now. Yeah. he's in a timeout right now, but he is going to be playing the show. And that show is happening tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. And do you know what the start time is for that?
I believe doors are at 8, musical start at 9. And we're actually going to be doing a little bit of a kind of a Tin Can Gin Twins reunion. Trevor is in town and is opening with us, and Nori Perrine, our Tin Can Gin's fiddle players, coming over from Washburn to play tonight too. So we're going to have a nice opening set of nostalgic tunes.
Well, that's fun.
That must, 9 o'clock.
That must be a lot of fun for you.
Yeah, it'll be great.
When's the last time you played with them?
Well, I played with Trevor last night, just kind of spur of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of amazing, you know, picking up on those songs again. It was great. So, but it's probably been, you know, a year and a half since we've all played together.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, nice.
It's been a while.
And that is Trevor James, and so you like a trio thing? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what it'll be tonight.
Kind of
the
Tin Can Trio. All right. Yeah. Well, that's really cool. Well, let's have you get started with a song, and then we'll find out what you've been up to. You were here last a little over a year ago, so I'm sure you've had many adventures since then.
We have.
All right, we're going to play a tune called Empty Trains. There's a town I left in northern Minnesota. Though my body is gone, my memories remain. Was a bustling town in the cold of winter. Now it's just full of empty trains. It's just full of empty trains. I like to go back in the heat of the summer, when the lake is all that will save your soul. Sitting on the hillside with a view of the water, just watching them ships come in and go. I'm watching them ships come in and go. Memories will stay. A canvas in my brain. Remind me where I've been, like them empty trains headed home again. At night I lay my head in. Stone. There's a river that runs through the heart of that city. Well, the bridges are the thread and the needle that's on. The bridges are the thread and the needle that's on. Memories will stay. In my brain, remind me where I've been, like them empty trains headed home again.
Cascade Crescendo live from Studio A. And Harrison, you must have written that one.
I did write that
it's got
one.
You all yeah. over it.
Yeah.
Northern Minnesota. Last time you were here, which was, like I said, a little bit over a year ago, you were talking about how you kind of jumped in on the band after they already, you know, they were already had a lot of material. And so when you went to do the first album, and a lot of songwriters in this band, right?
We all write.
Yeah. And so you had one song on that album. Well, now you have a new one coming up, album coming out soon. Mm-hmm. So did you write more songs for this new one, or did that work?
I think I've got one on the new one, too.
Yep. Okay.
That's one on the new one.
That's my average. That's fine. I'm fine with that. Takes the pressure off a little bit.
He's singing a couple more.
I'm singing
them,
a couple more, yeah. Yeah, which is great to be. I like when people bring a song forth and say, hey, you know, why don't you try singing it, and kind of able to put my own spin on it a little bit. It's kind
mm-hmm.
of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's Taylor. He actually writes a lot of our songs.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden as well, who's not with us today,
mm-hmm.
writes. I think he's just more prolific than any of us. And mm-hmm. when we were packaging together this material for the album, Aiden wrote about half of them. Taylor wrote a good chunk of them as well. I've got three on this album and
one,
and Harry's got one.
Okay. He's still the rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aiden's a fast writer.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though, to have such a deep bench, as they say. I think that's a thing,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
To have such a deep bench where you have so much material and so many people bringing their creativity to the band. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really, really, really nice. Mm-hmm. I think, like I said, kind of takes the pressure off a little bit. It's really, I think, easy to get into a songwriting rut if you're, you know, that's always in the forefront of your mind, like, hey, I gotta write a song, we got album coming out, you know, I gotta try to fit as much of my stuff on there, try to write something for it. I find that really difficult, so to kind of take the pressure off a little bit helps me you know, be a little bit more thoughtful in my songwriting process, which has helped in the long run.
Yeah, I think it lends to a good diversity in our sound as well, because we all kind of have our own characteristic writing styles in some ways. And so, you know, my songs, I think I come from more of like a folk, kind of folk singer background. So mine tend to be more singer-songwriter-like. Aiden is our kind of high-energy guy, so he's writing a lot of the faster, you know, high-energy bluegrass tunes. And Taylor's a little more downtrodden sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, his songs, actually, we're going to play one of his songs next that has a little bit of a darker tone to it.
And I write songs about Duluth and northern Minnesota. That seems to be the theme, which is fun.
Well, cool. Well, that's great to have, like I said, have so many options. And yeah, like what you said, it makes it your sound kind of diverse and gives some, it's kind of the flavor of the band is everybody together,
right.
You know, which is kind of cool. So tell me about the new album and where you're making it or made it. Is it, is it all done and ready to go?
We're getting there. So we recorded at a studio in Portland, that, a good friend of our producer, engineer Avi Brown, became a partner at this studio. We worked with him on the first album as well, and so he invited us there, and it was a really great studio experience, great live room. It was a building that was built to be a studio, so it had like separate foundation than, you know, the listening room, and it was all really an interesting and great process. And we were there, you know, we probably did 5 or 6 days total, and we're kind of in the mixing and mastering process right now. But yeah, it was a great experience, and we're hoping early next year. I think we're looking at January of 2019 for a release. But we released a single about a month and a half ago or so that we'll play for you next, and we should have another single or another couple songs we'll be releasing within the next month here as well. So
Okay, so some
stuff's coming.
Yeah. We've got some good guests on this album as well. Allie Krall was on our first album playing fiddle. She plays with the Yonder Mountain String Band now. Anders Beck from Green Sky Bluegrass is playing dobro.
Oh, nice. You mentioned last time that you're big fans of them, I think.
So that's
kind of cool.
You know, a real honor to have him be a part of the album and you know, to kind of put himself behind it in some ways, and you know, really is an honor. Yeah, shows confidence, I guess, and that he really liked the song that he heard and was willing to lay down a track for us.
And a drummer as well. We have a drummer on a track, or a couple tracks, kind of similar to the first album. We had Nick Worth, our buddy. He plays in an electro group, Yak Attack, out of Portland. If you ever hear those guys, they're cool to check out. So and a good guy. It's fun to have drums behind our sound too. We love it.
We bring them in for shows now and then as well. Have a couple times have played like our acoustic normal set and then bring him up and play another set of music and kind of bring the energy up. And
it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Nice. So you mentioned last time you were here also, you know, Yonder Mountain String Band, they have a big festival that they do near Portland,
in
Portland.
Yeah, String Summit.
And did you take part in that again this year or go
we
to
sure
that?
We sure did, third year in a row that we played it. And this was actually my 10th year attending the festival and finally, you know, got our band to play it starting 3 years ago. So it's really been a, you know, formative experience for me over those years too. I mean, that's really the way I got into playing this kind of music in the first place. You know, to be able to be a performer at the festival now is really cool. Kind of be on the other side,
and a lot of, you know, we've been kind of on the road quite a bit over the last year and meeting all sorts of different people, and different bands that we've had the opportunity to tour with. And sometimes we don't see them until festival season, and it's like, hey, we're, you know, overlapping at this festival for a day, and we get to like hang out. And that's kind of like String Summit is like this mecca of all these musicians that, you know, we've run into around the country that are there for the whole weekend hanging out, no cell phone reception. I mean, it's just like late night picking and, you know, brushing shoulders with people and, you know, and it's fun. It's a really cool experience.
It sounds really fun.
Yeah.
Any other special shows that you did in the last year or so?
We hit kind of the festival circuit pretty hard this summer. We had a good time in Colorado. We played a festival, Yarmany Grass, which is this, it's on on the Colorado River, I believe it is, just north of Vail, and it was really unique. They have a floating stage that they have out on the river, and there's like a little jetty, so it never really goes anywhere, but we had said as a band that we would never play on a floating stage because of our instruments. We're like, do you have house instruments or something for that, you know? Well, then there was like a band that didn't have a banjo player show up, and they needed somebody to play on the floating stage, and they asked me, and I like immediately said yes, and then I regretted it. But then I got out there and did it, and it was super fun and unique. but that's a great little, you know, kind of a small festival that we really enjoyed, and we've had a couple of great Portland shows too, playing at some of the historic venues in Portland as well, which has been fun to kind of, you know, be on the other side of those, because I've seen some great music in Portland at some of these venues that now we're playing, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm. Well, now you can check play on a floating stage off your bucket list.
There we go.
I have never heard of such a
thing. Tube out in the water just watching.
Yeah,
the
I mean, and that's, oh, that nice. Was how this festival was, yeah. Was rafts and tubes, and everybody's
nice.
Out floating the river. It was really fun.
Wow.
Really
when the floating stage kind of sets sail, there's about 200 people all on their own float tubes, like attached and floating down the river with the stage.
Oh,
pretty,
wow.
Pretty
unique. So, yeah, it is pretty unique. Yeah. But it works, you know.
That's
we didn't
great.
Fall in the water. So.
That's great. I love how each, you know, each area has its own kind of fun things like that.
That's cool.
You know, every town has its own personality and specials.
Yeah.
That's pretty special, I would think, to that area.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to play next?
So we're going to play, like we said, we released a single about a month and a half ago, song that Taylor Skiles, our bass player, wrote. It's a song called Sailboat. And there are, there's a couple, some
references.
Yeah, there's a couple Duluth references in this song. It's one we really like to play. So it's called Sailboat.
I'm working on a sailboat to take me anywhere that's not close. Paint it and name it Fitzgerald, 'cause you can't sail far on a lake even when they're great. I sat on the North Shore. I soak up the beauty that outpours. The stars, they are shining, but what for? 'Cause you can't sail far on a lake, even when they're green. Johann Sebastian or Vincent van Gogh, live from a distant star that died long ago. I guess you can't sail far on a lake even when they're great. Life's weird at 30. I was having fun, now I'm just worried. Like, what in the hell am I doing? 'Cause you can't sail far on a lake, even when their grave. You're still my best friend, but like always, time makes things different. You're married in school and I'm sitting. I guess you can't sail far on a lake even when they're great. Like the Tower of Babel, we were building something. All to watch it fall, thought we'd reach heaven. I guess you can't sail far on a lake, even when they're great.
That's Cascade Crescendo live from Studio A, and that's one from their forthcoming album called Chasing the Sun. And that's one, actually, it's available now, that song, right?
It is, yeah.
Where can people find you on the web if they want to find that song?
Our website's a good place to start, cascadecrescendo.com. That song is available, as well as our first album, on Spotify and you know, everywhere that you can buy and find music. Yeah, and you know, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all of that stuff as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, and the name of the band came from the Cascade Mountains, right out there.
Yeah, it's kind of a nod to our region and the mountain range where we do a lot of playing around and hiking and enjoying the rivers there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, are you all outdoorsy people?
For the most part,
I'm afraid of the outside. we pretty much all are. I mean, I feel like everybody kind of is in the Northwest. It's almost too beautiful to not be. It's a pretty incredible place during the summer. And,
mm-hmm.
You know,
much like Duluth.
I mean, there's a lot of similarities between Duluth and the Northwest for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And natural beauty is definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're playing the Boats and Bluegrass Festival tomorrow, looks like.
So excited for that. Mm-hmm. I've never been. I've heard great things. It's been going on for quite a while. I don't know what year it is this year, but...
It's like eighth or ninth, I believe.
It's a good festival. We're excited to be there.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, nice. I didn't realize you hadn't played it before. Always this time of year, I have bands coming through that are on their way down there, and people, you know... Charlie Parr has talked about what a great festival it is, and so many people. It sounds wonderful, and I need to make it down there one of these days as well.
I've heard great things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
tomorrow. Well, that's great. So, are you in the stage? You know, are you still kind of in the day jobs situation with this band? Are you able to pursue it full time? Where are you at with that?
Yeah, I think we're all in a very unique position with work. It seems like all of our jobs have been pretty accommodating for our schedule, but I think, you know, our pocketbooks tend to be a little bit shorter than we'd like them. And that, you know, that's a product of being on the road. I mean, it's hard to make money on a Tuesday in Iowa City or whatever, you know, a town that we've like never been, don't know anybody there, but you know, it's a stop on the way and we're going to do it. And so some of those, I think like longer tours, we did a lot of those or a few of those and realized that that's not maybe the most sustainable way. It really wears you down. And so we've been doing a lot of these shorter ones now where it's, you know, 4 or 5 days. You know, maybe we'll do like a 10-day trip in the future, and that tends to be a little bit easier on work as well, rather mm-hmm. than saying, "Hey, I'm going to be gone for the next 3 weeks." You know, I can, you know, maybe take just a couple vacation days and make it work. And so, yeah, we're still working.
because it very much seems like this the band is something that you're very serious about and committed to, and
I think it's important. It's been important for everybody to just kind of find that balance between getting out and playing and not wanting, you know, the band or the music to ever feel like work, you know, like it's got to be fun and we got to be enjoying doing it. And so finding that balance. And I think, you know, it's something that a band has to go through is really finding, you know, how long do you want to spend on the road, you know? And so we're in the process of kind of finding that balance, but we've been able to get out and do quite a bit as of recently in just these little short spurts. And it seems to be working a little bit better for us, I think.
Yeah. Well, and it's also a nice way to get back to your your home turf. I remember somebody in the band was from Nebraska. I remember that.
Yeah.
Hayden?
Yeah,
okay.
I grew up in Indiana. Hayden.
Oh, and you're from Indiana. So yeah. Taylor was the one person that actually was from Portland.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So it's nice. It must be nice to be able to have an excuse to get back to your
home turf. I probably got back to my, you know, home state and get to see my family more than ever because I'm touring and getting to come back through, you know, a couple times a year.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between doing a hometown show versus doing, you know, one of his hometown shows? You know what I mean? A place where, like, Iowa City, where you've never been before and don't know anybody.
Right. I mean, you know, sometimes, like, we'll probably be featuring Harrison a little bit more tonight. So we kind of cater the set list a little bit in that way. If we know we're going to have, you know, our friends and family out, we kind of want to be able to showcase our songs and it is great. I mean, I've had the experience where, you know, people that I haven't seen for 10 or 15 years, coming out to these shows you know, unfortunately there's often not a lot of time to really talk, you know, and visit with these people, but, it's a good chance to just check in and catch up and then maybe follow up with them afterwards. So that's a really cool experience and great aspect of playing in, you know, in your home state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with here?
What's that?
Burn It, that one song?
Yeah, we're going to play a banjo tune. This one's called Northwest Passage.
That is Cascade Crescendo live from Studio A. Well, thanks so much, everyone,
for
coming in.
Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. And again, they're playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth, and kind of a special pre-show opening set with Trevor James that you were in Tin Can Gin with, and Harrison, and then who's the other person?
Nori Perrine playing fiddle, coming from Washburn area.
Nice. So if you were a Tin Can Gin fan, don't miss this one because they will be opening, configuration will be opening up for Cascade Crescendo. Thank you so much, everybody. It's been great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood, Matt Zimmerman, Leah Starks, and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.